The following is brought to you courtesy of the No Phony Podcast Network, home of independent awesomeness.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of On the Road with Jim and Casey. I'm Jim Morganti, obviously. Casey is unable to make it because he is just a working man. But it's all right because he didn't do anything for the show anyway, majority of people say. On our today's guest on the road is Michael Derby, just a monster, guy with fire. He's young. He has just that hunger to just go down the rabbit hole. And why? Because the rabbit holes all converge. And when you go down one, you take it all the way. They all make sense then. Mike, how you doing today?
Jim, I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to be here, and I appreciate you giving me the time to be on your show.
Awesome. Of course. All right. So, I mean, you're relatively young. You're 21?
Yeah, yes, sir. But, I have the ambition and drive of somebody who's a lot older, I feel. So.
Yeah. Well, okay, dude. That's great. All right. Let's get into this. Okay. Current events. Things happening right now that maybe nobody knows. Because why? Because I think most people are scared to read about conspiracies. Because I'll tell you why. It's almost like, do you ever see, it's almost like you see the Bible. Oh, that's good. Or like you see like a flowery book and it's all flowers and loving. But then you see like the occult text in the dark room with the skulls on it. Oh no, we shouldn't even know what that has to say because we're scared. And you're like, oh, it basically proves everything. It's just another way of looking. It still shows it. Because I've always said that Satanists prove Jesus and God. So either way you look at it, you can see the difference. It's what you choose to believe, either fallen or not. Going into today, we're going to talk about the stuff that you don't hear. Maybe you're too scared to look it up and read about it. Maybe you think it's crap or it's, I don't want to click on that because it looks too crazy, but we're going to go down that rabbit hole for you today.
Yeah, so I like to use the phrase coincidence theory because I truly believe that when enough coincidences add up, it's just mathematically impossible that a situation could happen. There's just, when you look into a lot of things, you tend to see situations lining up with certain people that are doing certain things with other people that are in groups. And it's a lot of people that are running this world right now that are being exposed just by pure evidence and knowledge and the power of the internet and FOIA requests. We'll get into all that. And I just feel like right now at this time in our lives, we're the most able to find knowledge about what our true meaning is and about what the world is doing to us in good and bad ways.
Wait, so what was that word you said that you're going to get in the FOIA?
Yeah, it's the Freedom of Information Act. And when a lot of people ask me where I get my information from, that's a big part of it. And legally, after a certain amount of time, when operations are closed and documents are sealed, people that are citizens of the United States can request from the government access to this information. And this is called the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA. And this is a big part of the knowledge that we have today.
That's awesome. So it's not like everyone thinks we're just going around making stuff up. And as soon as we see something posted from someone that we're just like, oh, that's true. You know, it's like, when you have white papers from classified declassified documents and sign, you're like, okay, you know, you can't, the WikiLeaks, the emails, like it's all there. No one just wants to read it because they're just like, oh, well, you know, I don't want to read it.
Yeah. You know, so what I really want to get started into is right now what's happening at this very moment in our world. And there's a lot of things, but I would really like to dial in on Ghislaine Maxwell allegedly being arrested. And this is what I spend most of my time researching. And I'm really involved in knowing and understanding Jeffrey Epstein and his connections with people of power and fame and wealth. And there's a lot of people that are in political situations that have ties with him, and as well as a large majority of high A-listers in Hollywood. And that, you know, we'll get deeper into that as I start to explain the transition of events that have led me to this conclusion. So, you know, if you don't mind, I'd like to get into this. And I think that this situation with those people and who is pertaining to them, I think that we need to understand, what is going on, we need to understand maybe why. So we need to know, well, the people need to know one thing for sure. And there's a market for children in the world. Children are the most valuable resource ever, more valuable than anything, because from a child you can get organs, you could get a slave, you could get a potential, you know, you can groom them to one day take power. You can also get their blood. And this is a very, very dark part of what is happening. And it's one of the main drives for these people to be doing things to children. And this is called adrenochrome. And this is basically what this is this is oxidation of blood of a child. And the oxidation is occurring rapidly when they're being tortured and when bad things are happening. And this blood, you can look this up too. There is a US patent for this. This is a real thing. This is made in a lab by researchers. We know that this exists. Okay. So we need to get that out there. We know that this exists. Okay. So for the people already doubting, this is step number one. So we know that this exists. And we also know, you know, that there are people that are, you know, interested in this. And so what I want to start with is, you know, it all starts with us knowing this information. Ted Gunderson, the executive director of the FBI, he retired in the late 90s. He goes online in the early 2000s and begins making videos explaining a worldwide elite organization of corrupt people that are in positions of power that are using children and doing sexual evil things with them. So this is the former director of the FBI. He starts posting videos, and this is the early 2000s. This gets people to just think like, what, are you kidding? Like, people don't even think it's like, they don't even understand, because the internet isn't what it is today. You know, and then in 2007, there's a bulletin released on the FBI website, and they release a bunch of symbols and words that they know as code to being able to purchase and talk about these children. And these are found online. These are found all over music. These are found in movies. These are found in right now, these are being found in so many tweets from these people that are being accused. There are people that have lots of fame and wealth and power right now that have tweeted the word pizza in very strange sentences and in different types of situations. And those get into the emails too. So, you know, as of right now, do you have any questions? You know, I kind of just have like a list going on of things that are adding up to this.
No, man. I mean, like, if you don't know that it's been around, I mean, look at old movies in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. That's what Benicio del Toro had. He was giving that to his lawyer, right? Or to he was I haven't seen that movie in forever, but I saw the clip on it. And my friend actually was the one that brought it up. He goes, isn't that what everyone's talking about? I'm like, yeah. I was like, how'd they know that in 97 or whatever? Because it's been around forever or for a while. I mean, I even took it as the Theosophic Society of all the people that summon and do the channelings of the spirits. And they're all cool because they talk about the raw materials and everything, which, I mean, hey, you can believe what you want. But like, they were the ones that said, how do we do this, you know, spirits? And they're just like, more blood, you know what I mean? Like, that's why it's satanic, because it's so fallen, because it's total power, control, you know, just having them so scared. And it's the fall, it's like the wavelengths. It's like you're on the dimension of Satan, psionically, of why the pedophiles and all this stuff happens. And yeah, most people don't do that. I get it. But it's just a lot of people do. And it's so hidden, or it's so not hidden, but it is hidden, but it's also in plain sight too, because that's lesser magic. Lesser magic has to be like this. Hey, it's so cool to have young innocence. Don't you like that? But secretly, they're like, spread your butt cheeks open. You know, and I, that's what they, you know. So yes, continue on what you've figured out, what you've learned, the evidence that you have that anyone can get.
Yeah, and what you said is a big part of it too, is people ask, how could a human do this to somebody else, especially a child? And when you bring a cult aspect into it, and when you bring in blackmail into this situation, people often wonder, how did this person get to this position of power? How did they come out of nowhere and rise to this? Well, a lot of this has to do with people being blackmailed to do whoever is blackmailing them, whatever it is that they need to do. Because the person that's being blackmailed does not want the world to know, especially if they've just been put in a position of power and fame, that they're doing these things to children. So this is what a lot of people think he was a Mossad agent from Israel that was blackmailing these high class people in order to get them to cooperate and do what they wanted. But that's also a side story to this. So to go along with the timeline of events that we need to know to understand this better, another event is in 2010, after the hurricane in Haiti, there were a bunch of organizations and church groups and non-for-profit companies that went down there and they helped with the situation. And a lot of them did help. But unfortunately, we have evidence that Laura Silsby, who was the executive director of the Clinton Foundation Worldwide Initiative, was charged with kidnapping a dozen children from Haiti on this trip. And she was actually arrested. And it was one of those situations that was swept under the rug. And this is in early 2010. And so it might have been on the news once or twice, but the internet wasn't as deep as it is now. So people just saw it, thought about it, probably washed it over, and that was that. So a few years go by and not too much happens in this understanding of what's going on. But in 2015, there was a WikiLeaks release. And for those who don't know what WikiLeaks is, it's basically Edward Snowden and who's the other guy? Julian Assange. And they released a bunch of hacked emails from a phishing scam. Somebody sent an email to Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, Marina Abramovich, Barack Obama, and they were phishing to see if they could get into their computer. And John Podesta accepted the phishing scam. He was fooled. And the scammers, Julian Assange and Edward Snowden, were able to gather about 100,000 emails. And, in those emails, we have evidence that these people, Alfontis, Abramovich, Obama, John Podesta, Hillary Clinton, are talking in code. And it's very obvious that they're talking in code. And they refer to pizza, walnuts, and hot dogs on dozens, hundreds of situations. And the one specifically was that they were going to get together at 2 a.m. for a dinner. And Obama requested, he said that he is going to be bringing at 2 a.m. $65,000 worth of hot dogs to the event. This event was also with Marina Abramovich, who was in this email thread. And for those who don't know who that is, she is the face of satanic rituals right now. And, you know, she has evil teachings, and apparently she is, you know, able to access another realm. And she's like the poster
she's part
child.
Of the, yeah, she's part of the Thelemic Society? It's like a theosophical group that she claimed to talk to Blavatsky, where she was, because what she's doing is they're performing these seances, and they need to have, it's very spiritual, people. It's actually science and alchemy. I mean, like, this is where you get science from, is all this. Like, that's where it came from. And they have to have this energy and there's spirituality, because why? It's the only way to access these realms, and the realms are real. I'm not saying they're, I'm not like, oh, they're fake. Like, no, these are real realms. Okay. It's real. They're talking to these people. Aleister Crowley had the name of Laom, of his entity that he summoned him. And he, you know, supposedly, you know, was talking to Blavatsky too in these seances, and they're pulling these spirits forward as if they're going to give us, and I don't want to take you off topic here of what you're saying, as if they're going to give us this power to live forever and to go to the next level of humanity and evolve in this way. Oh, you have to do it this way. But in actuality, they are cursed here. People need to know these spirits are cursed to Earth forever. And they're trying to tell, yeah, they're trying to, they'll give you something, they mix truth with error. They're trying to give you these things, but they want to be you and possess you, so you can't actually go to the next level, because we're made to be that next level. Like, just naturally, just by God's grace, we're actually already connected, and he's going to come down and be like, hey, here's the actual real stuff. And we're just, and when he gives it to us, then we become this amazing, you know, thing. But yeah, so not to take you off topic, but what they're doing, why they need the blood, is because these spirits crave blood, because why? All life is in the blood. And they're trying to resurrect the fallen one that they thought died years ago. And they're trying to resurrect with the blood and all these rituals and keeping us down here so they can live more powerfully to fight God's army that eventually comes in this whole interstellar war. But go ahead. So
that's right. I truly believe that we've been thrown off intentionally. Our scent has been thrown off, and us as human beings have been driven further and further away from the true knowledge of understanding where we live, what our purpose is, and what we're meant to do. And I think that that's been a long process that has been, in a long story short, driven by a group, maybe the Freemasons, a secret society, one of many. That's been their purpose for hundreds, maybe 1,000 years, is to try and deliver a model of what the Earth looks like, and to try and make us believe in basically the exact opposite of what, you know, the Bible says. And I'm not necessarily a Bible thumper, and I'm not really a truly religious person, but I think that I am spiritual, and I think that there is a difference between the two. A lot of people say there isn't, but I think that there is. And I think, that's a start. And I think if you feel that way, then there might be a lot more. So that's where I go off of.
Dude, I feel you, because I've read all the texts, and yeah, the Bible's this big out of like that many, but when you read the other ones, it's literally a spiritual battle. Okay, it's the devil created religion. What was it? Legion, like just a new legion of spirits. That's all. It's just like a new way of thinking. Anything can be a religion, but there was only the good. They're like, okay, here's how to be good and to be what you're made for. And anything else that goes the other way is it's going to be dead. Not that I'm saying we're not, well, we're all flawed, obviously. I mean, like, no one is always going upwards and perfect. We're all, you know, born this way with flaws, and we're all on the same page. But okay, so back to what you were saying about the groups and the spirit cookings. They need the breast milk, they need semen and blood. Three top things. That's what she was doing with, and they all think it's cool. And let me tell you something. What did makeup? What was makeup, man? What are fillers? All that stuff is baby part. Makeup was always blood. Like, it was like, look how powerful I am. I have baby's blood. And guys are like, wow, she must be really powerful because she's wiping all this blood all over her face. That's because it was meant to trick. I love makeup on women. They look great. Breast implants. I love throbbing round things. I'm only a man, okay? I have sins too. I'm sorry, God. But that's what it was there for. You also got to know what it's there for too.
Yeah,
not against makeup, girls. I love your makeup. I do. But
that's another great point. I think that you look at some of these celebrities. Everybody uses him, but it's the most obvious to me. This man, Tom Cruise, has been relevant for 40 years now, essentially. And this man has not aged one single day. And a lot of people say, oh, that's just one person, and maybe he has really good genes. Well, maybe he does, but right now there are people that have been on television and in fame for 20 years, and they've looked the same. And since this coronavirus, and people are saying these people can't get their adrenochrome because they're not able to travel, these people are looking like shit. And they post pictures and videos of them at their homes. And I'm talking about Howie Mandel, Ellen DeGeneres, Oprah Winfrey.
Bro, did you see Ellen's newest video?
Newest as in when?
I saw it shared on Facebook. I don't know what she was just saying, guys, and she was like crying. There's something going on, and I lip quivers. It's a lot of like that. And she wasn't saying anything except that it was like, I'm sorry, or it was something about there's bad people, and it was very open ended, very strange. I'll try to send it to you if I have it, whatever.
So we'll get into QAnon a little later in this. I'm going to bring that into it. But, you know, as of yesterday, there have been 150,000 accounts on Twitter that have been permanently deleted. And these accounts are specific to QAnonymous. And, you know, for those that don't know what QAnonymous is, it's basically what we're talking about right now. It just throws an aspect of Donald Trump being involved. And I'm not necessarily married to that aspect. I don't know if Donald Trump even is a factor of this. If this is a real group that's been trying to stop this for many years, he might just be someone that is just on the side and is just allowing it to happen. Because if there was another person in power, they probably wouldn't allow this to happen.
Right. And plus, you know, they're like an Anon, because it started by one of Trump's what are they called, like one of his campaign guys and a journalist, and then now it's kind of like Anon, where anybody can be a part of it, but which I think that's good too. You know, it's a bunch of truthers, but you got to know also, like, is the information coming there? But now Twitter's like, I think they're gonna ban the Q letter. Like, you're not gonna be able to like, I don't know, because they're just so against it. I was like, let them believe what, you know, they want.
Well, if we need to get into specifics, the actual QAnon was originally found on 4chan, which is, an independent free posting, no username website where everybody is randomly generated with numbers. And this account began posting information of what was happening currently today. And it began, in a way, predicting the future. And we knew that it was the same account, because of certain IP numbers, I'm pretty sure. And what this account was telling us was that, it didn't say who it was. It said that it's 10, but what it hinted to, and from the information that we can gather, what it claims that it is essentially under 10 people that are in the military and in the government that are coordinated with the president in terms of defeating this this human trafficking situation. Right. And so that's what it claims it is. And as that's happened, QAnon has came, the actual real IP address has came and left in many different situations. It seems as if they go offline for a certain amount of time and then come back online. So we know that the posts are coming from the same person, and then it's what the people are doing with the posts where it becomes manipulated. But the facts that the posts are saying have actually predicted many situations that have happened, including the riots and COVID and a lockdown and just other things that have happened. So that's essentially what the QAnon is. But, you know, as we get back into this timeline, I just want to dive into one more thing with the emails, the WikiLeaks. And a big part of this was another person in this chain of emails is a man named James Alfontis. And Forbes magazine claims that James Alfontis is a top 50 most important person in Washington, D.C. Okay, just think about that. Washington, D.C. is where all of the American political figures are. James Alfontis is not into politics. He is actually a restaurant owner. Okay, so right off the bat, a restaurant owner, you're telling me, is more powerful than many people in politics in Washington, D.C. So this man, all right, so as we start the story, that's what we know about him right off the bat. So he owns a pizza shop in Washington, D.C. It's named Comet Ping Pong. And this location is where they talk about in the emails, and they refer to this many times. They refer to going there and doing these dinners and these gatherings with pizza and hot dogs, walnuts, and $65,000 worth of hot dogs at 2 a.m. and other things that are in the emails. So that is referred to as Pizzagate, believe it or not. So when you want to research something like that, don't go on Google. Don't go on any of the big Instagram, Twitter websites. You need to be going on DuckDuckGo. And that's the most reliable search engine right now, because what they do is they don't use a biased algorithm. They only take the direct number of views and entries from the search bar. So it's telling you real entries of how populated they are. It's not giving you manipulated results. So you need to, so if you want to research more about just that situation with the emails and the proofs that we have there, you type in Pizzagate into DuckDuckGo, and you need to decipher for yourself what's real and what isn't. Because at this point, this was 5 years ago, there's been a lot of manipulated information from probably the other side that have thrown fake evidence and things at us to throw us off the trail.
Yeah, Michael, the first futurist thing that I predicted, which I wasn't even thinking when I was saying it, because I was just like, you know, talking to a buddy of mine. I was talking about pedophilia. This was like probably 8 years ago, maybe even longer, maybe like 10 years ago. And I was like, it's like a satanic belief. I was telling him where it came from. And he's like, let me find it. He goes, dude, I can't even Google it. And I was like, look it up. You won't even find it. Because that's how true it was, because you go to Google and you're like, oh, really? Really? Okay. And you want to type in, right, you know, Pizzagate doesn't have a basement. And then you type it in and you're, it's like, oh, it's a wonderful establishment that never has, you know, people dressing up like monsters singing to children and all this stuff. Like, Google has become so just, here's the answer. And it's like, yes. That's like 10% of it.
Snopes said.
What's that?
Snopes said. That's what, right. I like to hear. Exactly. That's a funny one to me. I just immediately tell that person that I don't know if I can talk to them about it anymore. If they say that.
Right. And honestly, I challenge anyone to go to Snopes. Just type in something and fact check or whatever. And look up like a real thing. Like, I mean, you can say anything about did Bill Gates, was he really population growth? Is he really pro population growth or something like that? Or zero population. When you Google Snopes, it literally is like, this isn't true. And then at the bottom, they're like, because their answer, like all you see at first is like ads, it's not true. And then it's, this was founded by, and then they demean the person, and then they make fun of them, and they say, that they're crazy, or like that they always like destroy the person. And then lower, it's all at the bottom is, we found this not to be true on an article from some, like, you know, leftist guy that just wrote an article somewhere, and they found it and they used that one article saying that that's why it's not true. And I'm like, well, that's like, you know, like pilgrims checking pilgrims to see who's right in the neighborhood or whatever. Like, what, that makes no sense. Just all I do is challenge somebody to actually look at what their answer is when they fact check something is false. And it's right there, because they don't actually offer you, they don't ever say this. Like, this is what you should say when something's wrong. So let's say the statement is, Bill Gates wants zero population. He wants to control births. He wants, you know, no more stupid people having babies. It's all just women with their shirts tucked in that are already rich holding babies. And you go to Snopes, and they're like, what they should be like is like, no, he said, no, I love children. Let everyone, you know, but that's not ever the answer, ever. It's never that. Okay, I keep getting you off track. I'm sorry.
I love it.
Get back into it.
I'm good at rebounding, so. Yeah, you know, awesome. So that's in 2015 is when those WikiLeaks documents come out, and the search for Pizzagate begins. And then about a year and a half later, late 2016, right as almost the presidential election was happening, we see on the site 4chan, which is the anonymous website I was talking about, this IP address that claims that they're Q, and they begin to describe the severity of a worldwide abundance of satanic cult groups, secret societies that are using children in terrible, terrible ways. And so then that online group is started and people are starting to follow it. And it started off, you know, not many people knew about it, but I guess word of mouth and true information. Q was calling shots like Babe Ruth and just hitting them out of the park. True events were happening after they had called it. And, you know, so people began to research. And it was a very good timing because about a year later, that's when I got into this. I'm going to tell my story real quick. I just had a couple buddies that were describing this to me, and I couldn't believe it. And I said, this probably isn't happening. And this is in early 2017 when they told me about this. And so I start doing research, and a couple weeks go by, and then I watch the Joe Rogan and Alex Jones podcast. And Alex Jones, for what he is, that really stuck in my head. I was spooked out watching that podcast the first time because of the detail that he went into about the pedophilia. So about 2 weeks into my research, I see on the news, this man named Jeffrey Epstein has been arrested. And I was like, wait, what? And then it says for child sex trafficking. And I was just like, holy shit. And people that I had told that I was researching and they told me that I was crazy immediately called me when that happened. And they said, holy shit. They said, 2 weeks ago, you told me this. And I said, no way. And so the timing of it just worked out just perfectly for, you know, in a terrible way. We don't want this to be happening. But for me to understand this and be able to spread this knowledge so that we can end this, the timing was just, it was just crazy how that happened in my realm. So, you know, to go off of that, Jeffrey Epstein's arrested. And now basically the entire world knows that he owns an island and he has connections with very famous people. And there's videos and pictures of him with everybody. And then after this, WikiLeaks again comes out with federal flight logs that show very famous people, Donald Trump, Will Smith, just very, very famous political people, Bill Clinton, Chrissy Teigen, John Legend, Will Ferrell. All these people are on federal flight logs, people, that have gone on the Lolita Express, an airplane owned by Jeffrey Epstein that only flown to and from his island to the airport connecting. This is just mind-blowing information. And we know this weeks after Jeffrey Epstein is discovered. So WikiLeaks comes in the clutch again. And it's just politicians and bankers and actors and actresses, just every type of celebrity and wealth of fame that you could imagine.
What's completely crazy is that, yeah, you got in at the perfect time. And sometimes that's all you need is just one deep podcast that can talk about everything at once. That's right. And you're just caught up, right? You know what I mean? And you're right there and you're like, okay, you've gone down. Dude, I knew a guy that told me about the Epstein thing probably about 8-9 years ago.
Yep. I bet he was listening to Alex Jones because allegedly he was the first one to break it to everybody.
Dude, that's when I was like, and he was like, Lolita Express. It's called Pedophile Island. He has a and like, he's saying like all these people go on it. And I was like, okay, yeah, man. Like I want to know. Like, I was never like, oh yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, like people. No, I was like, oh, like, let me see what you're reading. And I was like, whoa. I was like, he's crazy. And I was always down conspiracies, but I never really got into the trafficking stuff ever as a kid.
Well, you know, we know about it and we're taught about it and we understand it's happening, but not anything on this level. You know, exactly. It's like they allow us to know about it just enough to where we're not always questioning it. So that was why forever people never even thought of it. And then you start adding up events. You start adding up Mel Gibson and why they said he was crazy. And it was because he talked about this. I was reading just today statements that he made in 2005, right before he basically got kicked out of Hollywood. And he is crazy, first of all, but he was calling this group out. He said that Hollywood was completely infiltrated by satanic people that are part of other secret societies and organizations that are being blackmailed and are into child pedophilia and torture and adrenochrome. And he was one of the first ones to break that in that way.
And that's why, I mean, yeah, is he crazy? And does he say like totally raunchy
he's
stuff
off,
to
everybody? He's crazy. Yeah.
Right. But sometimes, I mean, like, this is why everyone's like, oh, I'm against all forms of extremism. Well, apparently you've never dealt with evil, because when you deal with evil, you need, like, I say this all the time, people think I'm crazy. You need extremes to defeat other extremes. Like, there's not just one group that's extreme. There's other, because that's just how it goes. Like, I mean, yeah, you need the people in the middle too. You need the yep. or the, just the regular right or the left. That's all going to be a thing. And
yep.
Mel Gibson was saying that years ago. And I think that it sounded like his girlfriend that time, when she was having him say all that crazy stuff, like on Howard Stern was playing that a lot. What, like, I don't know, 12 years, 10 years ago, maybe something like that. They, I mean, some people say she was like paid to just show people how he's crazy to demean him, like Kanye West. What, like, it's the same thing. And I mean, yeah, is Kanye like kind of eccentric and all that? Yeah, but I mean, like, hey, everyone loved his music. Everyone loved his music, and now all of a sudden he's terrible.
Yeah,
and like,
and those situations by themselves, the whole Mel Gibson situation by itself, when it was happening, it's very easy to dismiss him as crazy, because emails and videos were leaked of him of freaking out and saying vulgar shit. And so as it happens, people say, oh, that was crazy. But now, knowing the evidence that we know and how it's specifically in a way geared directly at Hollywood and the A-listers, and he was around all of them for how many years? Just 20, 30 years? For him to say that back then, you say he's crazy. But now, in 2020, knowing all the information that we know, you're probably thinking, holy shit, that guy actually was telling the truth. And it was very easy at that time for them to dismiss him as crazy.
And just think about, now you're going to go back and like look at what he said. And when people see that this is all real, it's more real than your whole news channel organizations narratives are and all that. It's more real than all of that. And when it happens and the understanding's coming out of it, I personally think that people, God said people will willingly walk the other, will not want to go to him. So it's going to come out at some point. All things are brought to light at some point. But I mean, there's still going to be either the people that aren't paying attention, which, I mean, you can't blame them, but it's a mental thing. It's almost like, hey, can you train your discernment to sense the spirit of evil? Yep. So anyway, all right. So back on your timeline, you're the celebrities are all involved. They've gone. There's the flight logs that have it. Trump was never on it. Okay, yeah, he was in pictures with Epstein. He was in pictures with Tupac. Is Tupac bad? Okay, some people say he was onto things. That he was probably onto all this stuff. But go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Some names on the list, like I said, are Bill Clinton, Chris Tucker, Prince Andrew, Will Smith, Chrissy Teigen, John Legend. So those come out right after Epstein goes to jail. And then a couple weeks later, Epstein kills himself in the worst murder cover-up of all time, I think, right? It has to be.
Well, I mean...
To this day, the question really truly is, what did he probably didn't kill himself, but is he still alive? And then if he is, where is he? What's he doing? And if he's dead, who killed him? Because a guy like that is, I'm sorry, he's not going to kill himself, because if you're really truly into the satanic ritual shit, you're living for the moment, because you know afterlife is going to be hell. And those people do not want to die. They want to make every waking moment of their life the most enjoyable, pleasurable experience that you could have.
You're 100% right. That's why they want to live forever.
And that's why they're going through with this, because they allegedly talked to these gods, these evil gods, one specifically named Moloch, if you want to Google that.
I think don't let us get into
sorry,
that. I mean,
sorry, don't Google it. Don't Google it. DuckDuckGo it, please. No, don't Google that. So I think it's spelled M-O-L-E-K. And what this says is this is apparently the mascot for this evil satanic cult. They allegedly communicate with this being and beings around it in that dimension or whatever it's in. And this being is telling them to do these evil things because this evil force wants to take over the good force in the world. And they want these people to corrupt other people. And so this brings it all into the false idols. And these false idols are Lady Gaga and Beyonce and Oprah and Katy Perry and Ellen DeGeneres. And these people are the ones that are being accused of this satanic cult of evil stuff with Moloch. And these are also, coincidentally, some of the most powerful and famous people in the world right now.
And they're there because, okay, because Jesus said, and I'm the one who gets spiritual. I'm not religious. Everyone's like, oh, you're religious. No, it's totally, it's this big, people. Jesus said that Satan is the king of this universe. Literally, he is the little g god. And little g god actually is demon. That's why they were called gods. They were the fallen angels. And there's some orders of them too. Now, Molech, what did the Old Testament say? Don't sacrifice your children to Molech. Because why were these people sacrificing, don't throw your kids to the fires of Molech. Because they wanted to use the blood then for what? Kronos was the eater of children and all the gods that they worship.
Think about the Mayans and the Aztecs, people. On one day alone, I'm not sure which group it was, Maya or the Aztec, on one day alone, they mutilated 50,000 people. One weekend.
And they need that power. And yes, okay, yes, they're right. There is the dark power that comes from that. You get energy. I mean, yeah, if you want to be like Satan, fallen, and going to hell forever, and cursed on this planet forever, then you'll get it, and you'll be with your father the devil forever. What I'm saying is that's where all that stuff comes from, because they were saying, well, you'll be free to do whatever you want if you sacrifice your kids, you're listening to us. And that's why everyone thinks, well, if I abort this baby, it's not going to affect my life, I'm going to be able to pursue my career. It's all cool. It's the same thing, just repackaged and like, oh, whoops, yep. I'm sorry. It's, what year is it? Oh, okay. This is what the devil's doing. What is it? Oh, here's the thing. It's the same thing.
Just think about it in this way. Almost every single powerful society and culture in the entire world in history has fallen to some sort of human ritualistic spiritual evil things. They have almost all cultures in world history, no matter where it was, have at one time gone into the killing people for a cult and for the name of God or whatever it is to them. And they have all fallen so almost single-handedly because of this situation.
And what you said was perfect, because who killed Jesus? It wasn't these evil pagan Satan worshipers. I mean, although they were doing it, they were religious. They were like, no, this is God. Like, they were religious. That'd be like saying the Christians gathering together and just all murdering people, or the Islam or whoever. It was the religious people that were doing this. And right now the religion is scientism and all this cool. Oh, what's your religion? Oh, I'm a leftist. I'm liberal. Whatever they say is what I do, you know?
Yeah. The same group that killed Jesus was the same group that killed JFK. It's the cabal.
Exactly. And also they repented. So I was reading the book of, Nicodemus, the Gospel of Nicodemus, where when Jesus rose from the dead, this is not in the Bible, and a lot of people don't know this, but if you want to know where zombies come from, when Jesus rose from the dead and he went and like talked to all the apostles, other graves were coming up and they saw their family members. And Nicodemus had two kids that came up and they ran straight to a temple and started praying. And they were already dead. They were buried. They came back to life. They started praying. And they said, well, what did you see? And they said, we saw Jesus come to hell, break down the wall, the gates of hell, and literally pulled all the saints that were down there in this realm. And he saw Satan and the prince of hell down there. And actually, the prince of hell was Beelzebub, and they actually battled, and Beelzebub was pissed at Satan for something. And then Jesus grabbed Beelzebub and said, I'm doing this, and you're staying down here. And then Satan and all the people that follow him will be cast into an actual pit that's below hell. And so he grabbed all the souls and actually took them into the realm of heaven. And they saw the only two people that never died. I don't know why I'm saying this. I'm just getting filled with the Spirit right now. The only two people that never died one's in the gospel and one's not in the Bible, but Enoch and Elijah. That's why they would come back in the future at a time point of history that I believe is coming soon, and be the prophets that will be killed on the streets then, because they never suffered physical death because God took them, and it was kind of like a spaceship, but it was, you know, whatever you want to, however you want to believe that, there's something greater than everything that we can understand. So, but anyway, dude, it's all so real that they think that this is it, that dimensions are just this like fairy tale. Oh, I'm so cool because I'm into yoga. And I'm really easy to have a one-night stand with because I love just being, you know, super yoga and all this stuff. No, man, it's all real. And, okay, I went off rant again. I'm sorry.
No problem, bro. It's your show.
Okay. So back on your timeline of the Molech and all these societies, that they do have these rituals that they – that's literally – it's like you go to the bathroom. What do? You open up your – you know what I mean? Like they have – oh, we're going to start this business up? Okay. And they start going, yeah, please, Lord. Like, they have this thing of doing with everything they do.
Yeah, for sure. You know, so right now in the timeline, we're at the event where Epstein kills himself. And that's what we're told. And we don't have any video. We don't have any pictures. We get a body, and it's days later, and it looks terrible. Doesn't look like him. The ears look very weird. The ears don't even get me started. It looks like it's like a fake body. You know, I mean, it could be, you know, maybe a clone in a way or something. But just based off of the one picture they give us, it's the worst picture ever. Anyways, so Epstein kills himself. And for about a whole year, the world is just like, is this the end of this? Do we never hear anything else ever again about this? People are just starting to forget. But then a couple shows come out. Couple movies on Netflix, couple series about Epstein. They like to tie it into Trump, even though he hardly has anything to do with the whole situation in general. Okay. We don't have any flight logs of him. He's been with Jeffrey Epstein, but Jeffrey Epstein was a socialite and he was a very rich man with other very rich people. Donald Trump was very rich at one time. I'm sure they've hung out and crossed paths, you know. I'm sure they've gotten crazy together, but probably.
And also, did you see that prosecutor that said that was it 2012 that Trump, when this happened and Trump found out about it?
He's the only one.
He was the only one that was saying, hey, what info do you need? Because I'll help you. He helped the FBI. They have that on record that he went out even saying, because if he was guilty of it, I mean, I would be like, yeah, send him, like, you know, get him too. But if he was guilty, like, he wouldn't be like, what do you want to know? I was there, you know, and he wanted to help them because he kicked them out of Mar-a-Lago for that time that he was hitting on the underage server. So go ahead. Sorry. Yeah,
for sure. So, you know, a whole year goes by, a couple videos, a couple movies, a couple documentaries come out, and it's starting to fade away. And I'm getting very worried that the masses are going to maybe go back to sleep. Maybe they just don't even realize what it truly is. So, and then, you know, a few weeks go by after I think that, and then I get a notification from one of my favorite channels, and they break the news that Ghislaine Maxwell had been arrested in Vermont or New Hampshire. And immediately I said, she's in the United States. Like the place that she's running from, that was concerning. But anyways, she's allegedly arrested. And I haven't seen pictures. I haven't seen videos. You know, so that's the point that we're at right now. And it's very, very, every single day there's more information, and it feels like we are on the tip of an iceberg, and any single day whether it's good or bad news, there is just going to be just a crazy bombshell. And it's gearing up like it. And I just read today that they're allowed to show like 100 pages of transcript of what she said already. And I just, I hope that this comes out in a relieving way where hopefully the right people are in charge of this. That's also a worry for me. We know that within the FBI and the CIA and the NSA, there are people that are good groups and they're trying to do the best for the country and the people. And there are people that have been put there and infiltrated the group in order to corrupt it and make corruption easier. So I'm hoping right now that the good people have it. And that's the point that we're at. And, the days go by and we're just waiting for more.
Yeah, I just met a guy. I was going to a private facility gym kind of nearby where I live. Not too close, but I'm not going to give up the location of it or anything. But I met a dude that is actually a part of a security firm, like a secret, like that works for government agencies that literally goes overseas because this guy's a martial arts guy. And they actually bust down clubs, like nightclubs, and they go into their and it's always these cool places and all these like ritzy areas, bust them down, go in basements. Literally, there's like 12 kids, like holding people up, like karate chopping them, however guys that they Krav Maga, whatever. And they say they rescue children, and I'm actually going to get them on the show sometime, but this stuff is real. I mean, it's, you don't think it is because it's like who would do this? It's the spirit of the fallen that we've been dealing with our whole existence. But
yeah, the first reaction is always from people that there's no way, like people aren't this corrupt. But when you bring that evil aspect into it, it doesn't matter what we believe in as normal citizens that don't believe in this alchemy and crazy stuff. It's what they believe in and what they're willing to do to achieve it. And I think that, a lot of people also like to bring up, if this is so true, why doesn't CNN or NBC or MSNBC, CBS or Fox News bring this up? And why don't we know anything about this? Well, if you've been following the situation and people and former anchors and hostesses have been talking and they said that they knew about this years ago. They said this. I watched one video the other day and there was a CBS reporter. She had known about it for 10 years. And 10 years ago, she was going to break it and she was told not to. And she's had to sit on this information until the mainstream was allowed to talk about it. And so a lot of people, they wonder why. How are they all in on it? How are all these different companies in on it? Well, they're not different companies. Bill Clinton, when he was in office, passed a bill that allowed 98% of mainstream media to be owned by one corporation. Okay, so it's everybody. 98%. It wouldn't be hard if the number 98% is real and that's the bill that was passed, then it wouldn't be hard to believe that Fox, NBC, CBS, every single three-letter news organization is owned by the same organization. And if this is a high-powered organization with high-powered people in charge, then those are the people that we're accusing right now of these crimes, because that is the crowd that this adrenochrome and this evil stuff and Jeffrey Epstein, that's what that's about.
Oh, well, the devil can infect anyone. The right, the left, the centrists, the moderates, he can infect anybody. Literally, like that spirit of the fallen. Because we all have vices. We all have something that is our weakness. And he can, and I mean, to me, you just got to call it how you see it and be your own person. Yep. Yo, I want to ask you though, were you saying one time, I forget, was it on Sam Tripoli's show about that Ghislaine, she had, there's a network of servers that they were, not servers, but of like a phone network they're communicating with. Well, we'll go into that.
Yeah, my theory that I thought about the Ghislaine Maxwell and how she was arrested was that maybe she was part of this EncroChat phone system. And we, just a week before she was discovered, I had learned about this. And this is a new thing for us to have knowledge about. And there's been a bust. And there was 800 people in the United Kingdom that had been busted with these phones. And these phones were modified Androids, and these Androids were able to communicate on a separate server than the rest of the world. They were able to communicate, and we know for sure that there was 40,000 of these systems in the world. And 800 of them were just arrested, and they're currently being prosecuted. So based off of that, and a week later, Ghislaine Maxwell being found and arrested in New Hampshire and Vermont, I believe that there's a good chance that she was found because of that. And that, I mean, there's a lot of evidence that would support that, but that's my claim.
Well, who made, I'm actually just like, I just wikied it. I'm trying to see who made it. Is it from Android? Linux? No.
Oh, is it? Yeah, I was going to say, no way. Yeah, I mean, it's probably some bootleg thing that was manufactured underground.
Yeah, and that's what, like, some people were saying, oh, is Wayfair, is that Ghislaine, like giving tips, or tipping them off, saying, hey, it's this, you know what I mean? I think Wayfair,
it might
be like, look over here. It might be so, like, and in a way.
Took the words out of my mouth.
You know, and like, Pizzagate was like that, like, were those people involved? Yes. I like the guys that were in it and they were close with everybody. I don't know for sure, but it looks like it. Yes. Was the whole system in and out of there? I don't know. I mean, I think that was like, it was like a blend of, yeah, it was, but it was also like, you know, was there a basement there? Yo, I delivered to places in Washington, D.C. They said there's no basement there. I was in food delivery. There's basements all over the place there. I don't understand.
Tunnels.
Yeah. And
Washington, D.C. has an abandoned subway system that was used 100 years ago. And there is tunnels that are leading under multiple buildings in the city. I want to say hundreds of buildings, but it probably isn't that many, but a lot. And there's the same in Los Angeles and a few other in Denver, Colorado. And there's underground networks, and we know these for sure based on broadcasting of frequency, and we can see underground and we can tell what type of geography is under there. So, knowing that as well by itself isn't that shocking, but when you add it to this accumulation of evidence that I've compiled, it really supports my claims.
Yeah. So what do you think is the next, I mean, all right. I'm trying to ask two things at once. The celebrities, are they on house arrest? Because I saw some stuff on Tom Hanks, which, man, I mean, hey, he's a great actor. I would hope not, but, you know, some of the stuff, like Ellen looks weird. And I'm not saying it's that I look weird. They just look so, like, there's nothing wrong with aging. I love all ages, you know. I know they're all beautiful, but their faces are just destroyed, and it looks like they're losing their spirit inside them.
That's right.
And what do you think about Oprah and Ellen and Tom Hanks and a few others that are more popular amongst us? Are they on house arrest, or what do you think? Like, are
Well, that goes into what I brought up way earlier in the show, was that, you know, these people look like they've been without adrenochrome because for 30 years, you see them look the exact same way every single day, everywhere they go on every single show. Now, they're all makeup people, okay? But it's just very, you don't go from looking 30 to 90, okay? Quite literally, Ellen DeGeneres and Oprah and what was another one? Another lady. Wendy Williams is who I meant. They just look terrible right now. They don't look human. They look like something is different with them. And isn't that very coincidental that this just so happens that you're not able to travel anywhere right now and possibly get your hookup?
Exactly. And I was just watching something on the Hanks family where this guy was watching all their interviews, and they're wearing like the same clothes in the same base. Like it was like the same shot, and like, how could they still be in Greece if driving home?
You're saying when he got home, they had that picture of him in that Suburban of him driving allegedly after he was supposedly in Australia for a month to be with COVID. And that was the only picture we saw him being home for months. And then now I guess he's home now. I mean, it looks like he's home, but if you know the Tom Hanks situation and you have watched his social media, specifically Instagram, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to do yourself a favor. If you're interested in this topic, you need to go watch two videos, Pedalgate Part 1, produced by Mouthy Buddha, and Pedalgate Part 2, produced by Mouthy Buddha. And you're unable to find these on YouTube. You need to DuckDuckGo these. They're about 30 minutes. And what these are explaining is another timeline of events with Tom Hanks and people accusing him of him buying them as sex slaves when they were younger. And also posts on his Instagram with gloves and pictures of kids and lettering. And so what this guy, Mouthy Buddha, did specifically, the reason that I brought him up was they researched one of Tom Hanks' posts from a couple years ago when we were just learning about this, and Tom Hanks posted a picture, and it was of a glove on a sidewalk, and next to the glove in chalk that was faded said the letters SRC on the top and USA. It's right on the side of the pavement, and there was a picture of a glove, and apparently Tom Hanks posts pictures of gloves, so that's his thing. And so we look at that, and that by itself a couple years ago doesn't mean anything. But now these accusations are coming out. Now we're starting to see a pattern of events and people that he hangs out with. The guy that Harvey Weinstein that just went to jail. And we take these letters. We take SRC, USA. And this guy, Mouthy Buddha, goes on. He says, to find some of these things, don't just use Google. You need to be using different search engines. So he uses the search engine called Yandex. That's a Russian Google. And it uses a different algorithm.
How do you spell that?
Y-A-N-D-E-X. And if you watch these videos, he goes deep into what Yandex is. And he types in the letters S-R-C-U-S-A and clicks on it, and it searches it. And a bunch of links to like clothes and kids. So then he goes to the photos part of this search result, and it's a bunch of kids modeling clothes. So then he clicks on one of them, and these are just normal pictures. These are kids fully clothed modeling clothes. They're like 7, 8 years old. Okay, they're very young. And he clicks on this, and he goes onto their website, and they're the same pictures. And what he does is I don't necessarily know what he does, but he clicks on this. He notices this weird link coming up every time he clicks on it. And he notices this word, this keyword that keeps coming up, and it's like panda or something. So he types in the word SRC USA with panda, and it's just pages and thousands of videos and pictures of kids naked and being tortured and killed and just the craziest shit you've ever seen. So this builds the claim that, okay, Tom Hanks is communicating, and right now we notice that these celebrities are communicating. So we know that they communicate via social media based on patterns of words and phrases that they say. And so this is back in 2016. So they're communicating back then too. And so that builds the claim that, what are the chances that those random letters in that picture mean that? And after learning this other information, the chances increase.
Could he be trying to warn people?
I do think that, based on what I know in my research, I do think that he is a part of it. But my possibility is, and it relates to COVID, is that the good people, maybe the Q movement, they got to him and they said, okay, we're gonna have you confess everything. You're gonna tell us everything because we have shit on you. Okay. And they're going to make him confess, and they're going to make him give names. So that's my spin on it. And, maybe it was that way with, other people who seemed like they were on house arrest, like Ellen and others.
Right. And also the Isaac Happy stuff.
I wanted to get into that. It's very specific though. It's, you know, for people that are generic, that's a interesting one for sure. You want to give it a go?
Yeah. I was reading it for a little bit, like maybe a year ago, over about a year into it. But you probably have gone down, if you want to start into it, I mean, you probably know more about it than I do, because okay. That wasn't one that I was too involved in. Three.
You know, so to try and summarize this long story, Isaac Cappy has been, so he basically killed himself. They say he jumped off a freeway in a couple weeks after in 2016, a couple weeks after he made these claims that there was an elite Hollywood pedophile group, specifically in Hollywood. He makes these claims. He goes online, starts making crazy videos about this. And then a couple of weeks later, he's found dead, jumped off a highway, allegedly. So that was me starting at the end of the story. Now we're going to reverse. And, you know, so this guy, he's been in Hollywood, and he's been around these people, and he's been in the Terminator movies, and he's just getting known. And he his claims in these first videos that he makes is that his first real friend in Hollywood was a comedian and Family Guy actor, Seth Green, who is who's Chris from Family Guy. Okay, so if you're all wondering who this guy is, he's Chris from Family Guy. And I don't know how this guy, Isaac Cappy, this actor, starts befriending Seth Green. I don't know if they were in any shows together, but they're friends, and they start hanging out. Isaac Cappy's kind of new to the scene in Hollywood, so Seth Green and him are hanging out, and one day after hanging out for a while, Seth Green says, "Isaac Cappy, come back over to my house tonight. You know, let's come over for dinner." And Isaac Cappy says, "Okay, I'll come over." He goes over, and they're having dinner, and Seth Green tells him, "Now it's time to see the children." To see the chicken. And this is what Isaac Cappy says, and this relates to the whole talking in code. This man, Seth Green, says, "It's time to see the chicken." And Isaac Cappy says, "What's the chicken?" And Seth Green, these are Isaac Cappy's words in a video that he makes 2 weeks before he dies, okay? These are his words. These are not mine. He says that Seth Green goes over to the corner of the living room, pulls off a bookshelf. The bookshelf opens a vault. They go down into this basement, and there are children down there. And I don't necessarily remember what he said next, but you can watch these videos. They're still out there. These videos of this is basically his deathbed confession. Like he's like in these videos, he's like, "I know they're going to kill me for saying this." He goes, "But I've gone too far and I just need to get this out." He goes, "I don't care if they kill me." He's like, "They're probably going to kill me, but I'm going to say this anyways." Okay. So you can watch Isaac Cappy talk about this in his videos. So I don't necessarily remember what all happened. That's the start of that. He makes a video about Seth Green. He also then brings into it Oprah Winfrey. He says, "Oprah Winfrey is a slave trader." He goes, "Why do you think she owns those organizations and churches and schools in Africa?" He goes, "Why does she hang out with John of God and Harvey Weinstein?" And so Oprah Winfrey has had this man, John of God, on her show many times. She praises him many times. And this man is allegedly a spirit healer. And he's known in South American countries for healing people. And he was arrested, and I'm not sure what ended up happening with him, but years ago, it was found out that he was the owner of these human slave farms of women that were giving birth to at least 10 children apiece. And once they gave birth to 10, they killed the women and kept the cycle going. And they were farming off these kids for money and whatever else they were doing. So this is Isaac Cappy relating that person to Oprah Winfrey. Also relating that, and then because of that association, also Ellen has talked about this man too. So then now Ellen is brought into it. And people are wondering, how do you know about all these people? Well, this man, John of God, was a bad man, and Harvey Weinstein was a bad man. And they spend lots of time with these A-list celebrities. And we have much evidence that these A-list celebrities are talking about them all the time in years past. They're just saying, "Harvey Weinstein's a great guy. And John of God's a great guy. Hillary Clinton's a great lady. Bill Clinton is a saint. You know, he never did that." And all these lies are coming out. And that's why the internet's being washed right now, you know? So as of right now, you can see these Isaac Cappy videos and go out there. And just if you're actually interested in this, go out there and watch those, because that's an actor who was killed basically for saying this. That's him confessing this. So the way that ties into Tom Hanks is that Tom Hanks, a couple days after Isaac Cappy comes out with his videos relating Tom Hanks into it, Tom Hanks posts a picture at the death scene of Isaac Cappy, who died 2 weeks after that. Tom Hanks says, Highway 66.
Roadkill, right? Was that the roadkill one?
Yes, sir. He says, right. Roadkill? Question mark. I hope not. Hanks, with a picture of a fucking glove in the dirt next to this highway where 2 weeks later, Isaac Cappy was found dead from suicide. After in his videos, he says, I'm not suicidal. I'm not suicidal. They're going to kill me for saying this. I'm not suicidal. So in that picture, go on to Tom Hanks' Instagram right now. This is still there. In this picture, there's a cap on the ground, a bottle cap, a cap with the letter P on it. Cap P.
Wow.
Historic Route 66. Roadkill? I hope not. Hey, right. Week later, death from suicide at Historic Route 66. After he accuses Tom Hanks of being involved. That is why. And all my friends are like, why Tom Hanks? Why do you always talk about Tom Hanks? I'm like, it's just too hard to explain. But now is the chance to just explain it all. And people, yeah, this is where the connections are made. I'm not just picking people that I'm jealous of and throwing them in this list. This is factual evidence that I've researched for myself and many other people.
Right. If we were picking people we were jealous of, we'd be like Zac Efron, you know, or like The Rock. But no, it's, you know what I mean? Or like, wow, man. So I would definitely, you know, encourage everybody just to look it up. DuckDuckGo, don't use Google. It's so hard to find anything in Google, or it's or you won't even find
it. Because you've given disinformation.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, and aside from what you said about all those, the Hollywood, these elites in Hollywood, dude. Okay, so we had, do you know Dr. Etienne Graves?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah. So we had him on last 2 weeks ago? He found out that a witch, the only ordained witch in America, she's like actually ordained and was like tra la 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 tra la la, and they were like you know doing the rituals for.
Yeah.
And she's the supposedly one of the newest, one of the most powerful actual witches in America. Her name's Louise Huebner. We had the guy on last week. And in 1968, he said that she performed a live spell cast with Hollywood in the background for 11,000 people. Ever since 1960, and it was an actual spell cast. And think about it, Hollywood magic. And it was like their way of inducting, here is what we are now, and like Hollywood. Yep. What is it? So like movies don't have to go through Hollywood. It's just like, it has nothing to do with like television or they try to make you think it does. No, this is what TV is, Hollywood. Hollywood could be tossed out the window and we can still be like, oh, okay, I want to go see my favorite, I want to see, watch wrestling or something. I don't know, whatever people want to watch. Hollywood, ever since then, I've noticed, has gone, it's all been lust and sinful things ever since that time. So this guy, Dr. Etienne Graves, a pastor, God talked to him and said, I need you to break this spell. So he had to record it and basically print out her speech and pray over it under Jesus' name and burn it. Now, I think he said it was a year and a half ago. And yes, is Hollywood dying because of COVID? Yeah, for sure. But people are still, you know, there's still TV on, right? Hollywood is dying right now. And it's just odd to me that this guy came on, he broke this spell. And I wonder if everything is just going against Hollywood now to completely destroy it, where it's the hand of God coming in and saying, this is what you guys are worshiping. And your idols would fall and die. And like they're worshiping, they would always say, Daniel, when he was like, oh, can your God do this?
That's right.
Ask him. And there would be like, and it would be like just a statue. And obviously he was dead. Yep. That's what's going to happen to all these fallen people.
I think for me to wrap this up here, with the whole fallen gods thing, and the people that we aren't supposed to be worshiping, but we do, That, you know, that's basically this system of very, very corrupt people that are trying to make us steer a different direction than we really are supposed to be going to. And they're trying to alter elections, and they're trying to get these political things into our mind. And they're trying to, and notice that everybody that has right now that's in Hollywood, not even Hollywood, but that is, that it has fame. It, they're all saying the same thing. And, you know, they all basically want the United States to fall, and they're trying to catch us in this, you know, Vladimir Lenin, his famous quote was that, there's useful idiots out there, and to get what you want in the world and to achieve full communism and reign, you need to make use of these useful idiots, and you need to have them do the work for you. So what they do is they have these false idol people, Chrissy Teigen and everybody. Okay. You know who I'm talking about. These people that are every single day are just F this person, hate Donald Trump, F this person. And, these are the people that are trying to, get us to give up our true power. I believe.
Right. I mean, yeah, just not, you can't change someone's heart. They're still going to believe what they believe, but all we can offer is, hey, read both things. You know what I mean? Don't just look up to the people in the media and your television and your Google and your websites that you trust. Get bigger than that. Look at the other side. If you think we're the dark side, right? Look at what we're saying. 'Cause it's almost like you don't want to read that, 'cause that's the bad guys. Like how everyone was afraid to read Hitler's Mein Kampf book. But when you read it, you're like, well, I want to know how evil works so you can know right. when it's coming. Because when you know that that's real and there's people doing that, then you can see, because what's right to us is what's wrong to them. And what's right to them is what's wrong to us. And when you put them together and you step outside of that, then you can finally see that there is a God that literally had to give you morals. There's a creator, something came down, whatever you want to call it, aliens, or however you want to say it, that gave us this. All right, bro, well.
Yeah, I just want to finish off, and I just want to read a quote here from Mark Twain. And this is what I believe in. And he says, in the beginning of a change, the patriot, the person that's voicing this stuff, the person that's going against the narrative, they're a scarce man, and they're brave, and they're hated, and they're scorned. But when his cause succeeds, when the truth comes out and the people understand, then the timid join him. For then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And to me, that is what I believe in. And that's the message that I want to give out. So I just appreciate you giving me the time to come onto this podcast. And, you know, there's a lot of other things that we can jump into for another time. And I'd love to go on again. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, man, dude. We're definitely doing a part two. And one quick, and you already answered, I was going to tell you, what's a statement that you have, like a piece of advice for somebody to speak a good word, but you already did that, for everybody. So where can they catch you, to watch your videos? I mean, this guy's a monster on YouTube and on Instagram, on Twitter and all that, or Facebook or anything.
I appreciate that. But you can catch me on Instagram, Doc Knight Productions. This is all one word on all social media. It's DOCK. NIGHT Productions, all one word. You can catch me on Instagram and YouTube. I'm in a bit of a pickle right now. YouTube has, they've put me on the ban list in a way. I've had now four of my videos deleted, and I'm kind of just sticking to Instagram with my Pizzagate type videos and my coronavirus videos. But on YouTube, you can catch all my podcasts and just some other random stuff that I post.
That's awesome. I would say if you guys want to learn something that will blow your minds, follow this guy, check him out, give him a chance. Just look at the bigger picture and open your heart to something greater than what you already understand. Because we do that every day, and it's tough for your brain, but then when it comes back, you're like Goku level, you know, Super Saiyan times 10.
Yep.
All right, bro. Well, dude, Michael Derby, thank you so much for being on the show, and we're going to do a part two.
All right, I appreciate it. Let's get the other co-host in next time. Let's all have a little group thing. Maybe I'll bring a buddy in.
Oh, dude, yeah, for sure, man. Casey's awesome, and he doesn't say a lot, but when he says something, it's great.
I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, bro. Have a good one.
Yep, you too. Take it easy.